Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Whatever kind of night you're having, start it off right with Drizzly, the go-to app for drink delivery. Whether you're mixing up a bullet bourbon old-fashioned for a cozy night in or a Kettle One Bloody Mary bar for a birthday brunch, you can get the perfect beer, wine, and spirits for any occasion delivered with Drizzly. So,
what's it gonna be?
Download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's drizly.com to choose your drinks today. Must be 21 plus, not available in all locations.
We made USAA insurance to help you save. Take advantage of discounts when you cover your home and your ride. Discover how we're helping members save at usaa.com/bundle. USAA. Restrictions apply.
Hey, listener. Did you know you can get paid to podcast? With Acast Plus, you can launch paid subscriptions and one-time payments to turn listeners into paying fans. You can offer exclusive content, early access, ad-free streams, and much more, which listeners can access from their favorite podcast apps. And we have all the tools you need to promote them. If you're interested in Acast Plus, sign up to Acast now for free at acast.com to get access.
You're listening to Pop, The History Makers, with me, Steve Blame.
Welcome to the second part of this interview with Wolfgang Fluhr. Continuing on from the last part of the podcast, the ex-Kraftwerk man talks about an important meeting with Florian Schneider, and more on his latest album, including some of his collaborations. Here he continues on the subject of his singing voice.
But sometimes we do an octave deeper or an octave higher on my voice, you know, the same voice we can record, and that has to refresh it a little bit. So there are some tricks inside that at least people can relish it a bit.
I mean, it is a sort of reinvention of you as well, because I presume you sang in your early bands. You were also singing. And this time, you know, on tracks like Electric Sheep that you hear your voice coming through. And this reinvention, and I can really understand that, because when I lost my job, which was effectively losing my career back at my Viva time in the mid-90s, I went through the wilderness for about 10 years. Your wilderness was also quite a long period, wasn't it? How important was that period to your development? Because when I look back at that period, I see it as the actual fundament of what I can do today. And it changed me massively. So how do you see that 10 years?
Yeah, these 10 years were absolutely important to me. I could have done like Carl, my other very, very nice colleague from Kraftwerk. He left Kraftwerk a year after me, and he was making also his own music with Electric Music. That was his band's name. And he did many songs in the Kraftwerk style, because he thought he must do absolutely Krafttechnik, because he thought that they don't do them, so I have to do. And he wanted to do the better Kraftwerk songs than anyone else, you know. And du kannst ruhig reinkommen. Ich habe dich gesprochen. My wife wants to see you.
Oh, lovely. Hi. Nice to meet you.
I spoke with her about you and that you were my first interviewer.
I don't know who she.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Who I am. Yeah, you know
in
me.
In my house.
Your wife doesn't know you, yeah.
She's funny. She's always kidding and funny, making jokes on
sometimes
me.
Sometimes the fans... want from me on gigs, come to backstage with me. I say, I don't know who is it. I'm here from stuff. I don't know.
I heard she films all my shows with a big camera, you know. She is a very good filmer. So she travels with me on my shows and films, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, listen, lovely to see you. Oh, that's really great. Let's go back to Electric Sheep.
Yeah, because 10 years. Yeah. These 10 years were very important to me because I saw me not able to make music then because I did not feel like a musician who produces music. I was a drummer then, as you remember. And to find my musicality, I needed a long distance from Kraftwerk. So what did I have to do? I had to earn money for my rent, you know, and for my eat. And so I made furniture design in these 10 years. So everything what I learned before was helping me. So when I was studying interior design and I had my apprenticeship as a carpet maker and anything was helping for me. And I was again happy with that. With two other guys, we made the GAF studio, and we had very, very good offers for furniture design for rich Dusseldorf people. We have a lot of rich living in our town, in our city, from lawyers, from doctors, and from photographers. And we made very, very elegant Bauhaus style furniture for them. So I thought, this is my future now. I did not think on music. Maybe this was good that I came far away from music, you know? But sometimes Florian stepped in. He was the only one to visit me sometimes because he liked me much and I him. So it was always a bit making me sad, thinking about the old times. And he was always promising, Wolfgang, we will make a new tour. We will record new music. I promise you, then you come back. It did not happen, but I also said to him, I think I would not do it again. And I'm finished with this, you know, because they anyway did not need a drummer anymore. And just to push some little knobs on a switchboard for programmed music, sequenced drums, that was not my style to go with them on stage. I needed drums, you know, the electric drums. Anyway, these 10 years until 1993, when I started with this new song, was very important to me that I kept away from this virus Kraftwerk in me to get it out. Like I had taken antibiotica to get this virus out, you know. It needed time to get new healing from an illness, which was in the end, I felt ill because in everything ended so bad for me, you know, and also for them. The feeling between us four was really no more good, long time. After 81, which was the peak of Kraftwerk from my view, with the computer world, everything was rubbish. So the last album was done not really by heart. It was called Coffee, and everything else was called Coffee because the others were only with their bicycles. They had new interests, new gears, new machines, and new interests of techniques and so, but that was not my thing and also not Carl's. So I was visiting Carl in this time pretty often in his own studio at Stockholmstrasse. And when he produced with Lothar Manteuffel his first tracks on, but I always spoke with him. I said, it's like you were in Kraftwerk, you know? And he said, yeah. Yeah, I want to continue that because they don't do And maybe I would not rate this, but maybe that was not the right idea, because as long as Kraftwerk are still alive and bringing their shows, there must not be someone else to bring Kraftwerk music, even if he was very important to them. And I must repeat again and again how important Karl was in the last albums, since The Man Machine, I think, his writing sessions, which he describes in his own books, were so important to them that without him, there were only less albums, maybe the half of them, so good, because Karl was so involved, you know.
I mean, you say that in that period, one thing that really was paramount was not to repeat Kraftwerk, but there are nods to Kraftwerk in your work, obviously. So you're not sort of denying that part of your life. And if you look at Night Drive, I have read that.
Absolutely the same. And he starts with that already. You cannot get Kraftwerk out of his head. I was a bit against that. But if they start with that, you know, I can remember with my first album, Time Park, there was a Tim Barr. He was the editor of Future Music then in 1997. He came to Düsseldorf Extra and made a 2-day interview with me. And his article in the sound, in the Future Music, started with this word. And does it sound like Kraftwerk? So this is always wanted. Always the journalists ask me, hope that they get a little spread of something. Give me a little Kraftwerk, you know. And I cannot say that I plan this in my music, which is in my personality, in my veins, is the melodies. And that was, as we already described already before, from my mother's side, you know, this musicality. But I had to invent that. I had to see that first after Kraftwerk. It's crazy.
So tell me about Night Drive then, the track on the album.
Yeah, that was a very difficult thing to go into this. It was also a little soundtrack with Maps as a music program, It's a music project from a friend of Peter. And Max Wheeler is the guy, and he made a big interview with us in London when we played. Peter is always playing as a support to me on my shows. And we had, Under the Bridge or in another club? We played the Club 100, this old-fashioned club. And in our hotel restaurant on the next morning after the breakfast, Max Wheeler, he made a long interview with us. It's already on YouTube also. And Peter said he's a very good musician and he wanted to do something with you, if you would not mind. I said, send us something. And a little soundtrack, but he said, did not really touch me in the first moment. I laid it aside and we had work on different things. A year later, maybe, it came up and he always asked me, would you mind to take it again? And do you have an idea? And then I had a little idea of one melody inside. It's a bit spooky because, I mean, this theme, his theme was 4 a.m. With 4 a.m., I have nothing to do. Normally I sleep then. But there is a nice little story from the singer inside. Talking about Night Drive. And I thought, okay, we call it Night Drive, and I tell my own story about Night Drives or not Night Drives, but everyone is talking about any drive of a band, of an artist to a place where they play. And I could say, okay, then I tell something from my former band when we played in Paris the first time and we drove with a train to there with a TEE. And the Trans Europe is an example for me where I was in the best time with Kraftwerk, because it's absolutely my favorite since all Kraftwerk albums. And I think I must remind the people a little bit on that. And then I spoke and I wrote my lyrics about this drive to Paris. And it grew, but it took time. It took time and it changed different. It was a very, very a long time to work on that. It was difficult to get it into a shape like it is today. We put it aside so often and took it on, and then we had this very complicated soundtrack inside. I thought, Peter, we must have something, because it's became longer and longer and longer. And it's like a road movie, like Autobahn maybe. So we have to have a soundtrack inside with the train running over the track, da-dum-da-dum, something which is hard, which is comes from steel, from the sounds outside with the joo-joo-joo and anything. And he said, okay, I go with that, give me a week. And he produced this pretty alone, without me. I only give my words afterwards inside. And I said, wow, that's the so-called third level. I love third levels in tracks, to go ahead in a completely different level and then later come back to the music, into a chorus, or to speak, to continue the story, you know? And this is a trick of me. Peter says, this is something you really can do very well. We need always a third level in a song, and that the stringents is not so boring, you know, just to repeating always the first and the chorus and verse and the chorus, and maybe we high in the end of some notes. And okay, this is the usual thing people do, but some can really produce very good third levels, which is throwing you away into the atmosphere, and then you are landing back. You must try to get into the song again. This is something that's a very good description how we work together. Sometimes the tracks need very long time until we have the shape, and no idea from the start how it ends. Everything happens by chance or given from above, you know? So we had so much signs from above to our music, sometimes it was really crazy. And Peter had some ideas, the same ideas, some, we are like brothers. Peter says something, I said, exactly that I wanted to tell to you. So we had millions of emails there and back, and telephones, Zoom calls, and we sent so many files, musically files, big files there and back. Thanks God that we have this strong internet today. Otherwise we could not have worked, especially not on the Corona time where we could not visit each other.
I mean, that track has these different perspectives going on, which you sort of mentioned in these different layers and coming back. And you mentioned that Peter is like a brother, but brothers disagree and brothers fight. And in a creative atmosphere, that can be important. So how do you deal with that?
We did fight often, yeah, of course. We were loud sometimes, but that's the good thing. We always were fine afterwards, but at least it works fine. He was one, he was a person I did not know before. And in 2015, I had an invitation to Hebden Bridge Arts Festival. It's a small town. It's one of the loveliest English towns ever I saw. And they have that famous club, the Trades Club. Many bands play there. A week before us, Heaven 17 played there. So you won't believe that this club is filled, it's stuffed in the evening. When you come there in the afternoon, nobody is in the town. It's so small, you know, but the people know it in all the cities around. They come to the famous concerts. And in that very hot June, where we were invited to the arts festival, Peter was the one to invite me via email. And he picked us up at Leeds Bradford Airport and brought us with his private car to the White Lion Hotel. That's the only one they have there, in Hebden Bridge. And in that 1 hour drive, we became brothers already. It's sometimes very, very, it needs very short when the physicals are different, but the heart and the head is alike. So we were joking from the very first moment. And when you look on the backside of my album, there is a photo from him and me. We are just coming out of the hotel where we put our luggage in, and we take us on the shoulders, and we are laughing at each other, and we look like they know since years, and it was just 1 hour.
You're listening to Pop, the History Makers, with me, Steve Blame.
You said that all musicians are actors. What do you mean by that?
By what?
that all musicians are actors.
Yeah, that's correct. I see that. Maybe others not, but I see that everyone, when a musician goes on the stage, he plays a role. It has to do, if he is a singer or he's any doing something else on the stage, plays a song, he is that song. And he's completely different. I think when he goes back to the backstage or he gets home into his kitchen and cooks a meal, as I do, I love to cook, then I'm completely different. And as I am on the stage, when I am on the stage today, I am Musiksoldat. That's a very hard and strong thing to produce music. It goes through all my veins and muscles. I'm moving and moving. And music, I play the music, I move my music. It's not just I put some knobs like DJs doing. I am the music. So in Kraftwerk, I was not allowed. I was just, okay, that thing on stage, that was the only live thing. When we came to the edge of the stage and we danced a little bit, you know, it was the thing what the people loved most. Today, they don't move anymore. They are statues, you know, and that would not be my thing, by the way. But artists that go on stage, they know they present something and the people want something to them. I know, for example, the frontman of Die Grupps, Jürgen Engler. I know when he's on the stage with his leather clothes and he's dressed as a strong steel man and he hammers with his steel symphony on, and he seems a hard, tough guy with all the others. It's so rock music, you know. And if you find him privately in the backstage, he's a very smart boy. He's like mama boy a little bit, you know. He drinks milk. He does not drink alcohol. He has never had a cigarette. Others would say he's not a real man, but he is, you know. But he's different, you know. But very, very, he's so wonderful, smart, a smart boy, you know. But on the stage, he's completely other. That's his role.
It's also a defense mechanism, isn't it? It's also a way of keeping part of yourself private.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Is that important to you as well, to keep part of yourself private?
Yes, of course. Absolute.
Well, what does that mean? Sorry to pry.
You mean...
Why is privacy important? Why is that? Why is holding something back important?
I can move myself. I can do what I want, especially in Düsseldorf. I can go to the market. I'm not famous anyway. I don't feel famous. Also in Kraftwerk, I never feel, what is fame? What feeling is this, you know? It's different when I'm in England or in other countries. I'm acknowledged much more. I must much more often give signatures or so. That has to do with England and their culture of and their understanding of their musicians. They love their musicians much more than Germans. I think you know what I mean. And it is very good. On the other hand, when I live in Düsseldorf and I go shopping because I am the cook at home and I love that, and I go to the market or to the shops, nobody knows me. I'm an average man. And I love this, being an average man. Nobody disturbs me, you know. And it is different when I'm in England, and especially in my shows, so many fans are waiting before the show, are already outside with millions and tons of albums and CDs and posters to have them signed, or afterwards at the merch table, the row becomes longer and longer. And sometimes the time I have to be there and sign the things is longer than my show. So that's my role, you know. And I'm happy to be then later on with my friends in the hotel, back after party in the bar.
I mean, this album, you've worked with so many other people on this album. Raymond Amezcua, Midge Juan Atkins, U96, you mentioned, Claudia Brooken mentioned, yeah. Peter Hook. I mean, there's a plethora, you know, of artists who are great names, very talented in their own fields, and all connected to you through this album. How fulfilling is it for you to know that all these artists are so easily prepared to be part of your project, or your and Peter's project, I should say?
I must honestly say this was not the plan, but it happened. And that's what you say, I do not plan anything, it comes. It comes in that moment, and I don't think, and I don't overthink that, if that is a good chance or so. I mean, the best description I can give with Midge Ure. So I was invited from a Düsseldorf friend to a concert of Midge Ure, of former Older Folks, at the Savoy Theater. And I was very astonished how many hits they played. So with his band, Electronica, which are not an electronic band, by the way, but the concert was brilliant. And we were invited by his tour manager to the backstage afterwards. And we were immediately in a very good talk. So he's so down to earth. He's so friendly. And it was such a lovely talk. And we said goodbye after an hour or so. And he said, I'm in Düsseldorf again in the end of the year, Wolfgang. Would we meet again? I invite you to the Stahlwerk, as the steel company. And we were, of course, did I go there? Because also the Tiny Magnetic Pets, they played there, the support. And I had already done with them a collaboration song for their album. And so we knew each other, and it might be, could have been a nice party to see all of them back. And it was. The after party was 2 hours in their room, and so many people and personal friends from him, from Belgium, were there, and Tiny Magnetic Pet, and my friend Carsten Sievert was in. And then Midge Ure came alongside to me, and we went into a corner of that big room and had a glass of champagne. And he said, Wolfgang, should we not do something together? And I said, that exactly I wanted to ask you. You were the first. And he said, I have already an idea, but I wouldn't tell now. I said, why not? Yeah, I must work a little bit. Give me some time. Okay. Wonderful, because I'm just in the recording of my new album, which shall be called Collaborators, and then you would be one of them. I said, it would be an honor to work with you. And I said, okay. And it took some weeks, I think, or a month at least, to have a draft from him on my computer. And I said, wow, what is this? It was called Das Beat. Das Beat. My first thought was, it must be the Der Beat. In German, we have this article, Der, Die, Das. But I thought, Das Beat, maybe if it's wrong, it tells it so nicely. It sounds so charming, so English wrong, but so good in German, Das Beat. And I asked, why Das Beat? And he said, yeah, it's a reminiscence to you, Wolfgang. You are the electric drummer, Wolfgang. We English artists, we musicians, when we think on electronic drum, we think on you. It's you. That's reminiscent. So I wrote some lyrics, and maybe you write anything else, or go ahead with what I have done. So it was a wonderful melody, and it was a special music behind him, pretty English, pretty British. And it was okay to me, but it was not electrifying me enough. I said it to Peter, I said, we must electrify it more in our style. And our idea, so my idea and Mitch Ure's idea was that we do two versions. That was from the start, we had agreed to that. Everyone does his own version for his album, because he is also working on a new album. And I think it's already out. I'm not sure. So we started to electrify it, and I wrote my lyrics and sang it in my style, my way of das Beat, what rhythm and the daily structure has to be with us. Das Beat is always organizing us and always dictating us. So Beat dictates our daily structure. That was the start of my idea. And so we make that duo singing. So he sings, I sing, and I added some killer melodies on that. I call them killer melodies because they won't go out of your ears, you know. So that's a talent I had to detect in myself. I did not know that before, that I have this talent for such melodies, which are in the tracks and also in Das Beat. So that came, everything came wonderful together, and that was a track. We needed the shortest time to get it finished. 2 or 3 days, it was done.
You're listening to Pop, The History Makers, with me, Steve Blame.
With the album, there's also a magazine, which in this magazine is, you know, obviously all the explanation and the background of the tracks and the people that you work with. And you mentioned Florian earlier and how you met him a few times in the past, but there was obviously a period where you hadn't seen him, and then you bumped into him, I believe it was in Dusseldorf. How important was that meeting, and could you explain that meeting to me?
Yeah, that was in 2016, I think. Or 17, I think 16, I think. He was suddenly in a restaurant, on the Schumacher restaurant. This is a brewery, a very famous one, on Oststraße. And it was also a restaurant we used with Kraftwerk very often, because our studio was walkway distance. And we had in the afternoon or in the evening, we had very often there our meals and had an alt beer. And so very, very famous, very delicious. So I still love that. And sometimes I celebrate my birthday parties. It was one of that dates. And it was not my birthday, but another friend of mine had a birthday. And we sat with 6 people on a table. And some of my friends kicked up on my shoe under the table and said, "In your back, maybe, I think it's Florian sitting behind you, the next table with 2 ladies. A black lady and a white lady, young, beautiful girls. Maybe it's him." And I thought to myself, I haven't seen him so long now. How should I react? And I did not know. And I thought, I look a little bit up the ceiling, and this wonderful architecture and the paintings, to have a chance, to have a little bit of my twinkle, to see what's happening behind me. And it was Florian. I knew now it is him, exactly. And I did not know at the first moment how to react after so many years. And we had a little quarrel about my book, what I wrote, and they didn't want to write me that, you remember, about this stupid thing we had. But now we were older and I had forgiven everything. And I mean, it was childish what they did. And they didn't want to write me a book about my life and my feelings. Anyway, everything was in the air, and I wanted to have a good feeling now, a good level, a good statement. I did not know how to do. I drink another beer and a little corn we had, you know. This is Schnaps, Dusseldorf Schnaps, and we were already in a funny level. And suddenly I felt. A hand on my shoulder, and I looked up and said, "Florian." I did very astonished. I can't believe that, even if I knew that he was sitting behind, it was him to come to me. And I found that very, very nice. I stood up immediately, and we were standing very close at each other, smiling. And I felt suddenly to take him in my arms, to embrace him. We never did that before when we were young. So we had to be old and wise men to do this. And he liked it. I could feel that he liked it, but I felt he was very thin, a little bit shivering. So he was not stable standing. I felt something is wrong with him. I did not see him so slender, you know. But it was anyway, it was nice. And then I leaned over with my mouth very near to his ear and said, Florian, thank you for all these wonderful 15 years we had together. And he said, correct, Wolfgang, these were the best years. And then I said, I'm in a new album. And I said, thank you for your wonderful song you did. I have heard it, Against the Pollution in the Ocean Plastic. So Save the Fish. I'm so happy that you're still making music, and it's such a lovely song. I'm also doing new music. And he said, Wolfgang, this is also good that you make music. And I said, would you mind to make a collaboration? He said, we will do. So that was the last work we sat together. And then we invited him with his both ladies to sit at our table and to celebrate with us, but they denied. They said, no time, so it's your thing, but it's nice that you met you and we spoke some words together. That was very absolute important to me after all these years that at least with him, I had a nice conversation. I did not know that his death was so near. That was really a shock to me.
I mean, I found that story, it's very beautiful. It's very sad, but there's also a positivity to it, because the relationships we have in our lives sometimes don't close or end in a positive way. And right. Here there is some form of small positive end to the relationship before he died, which I think was really lovely. As I started this interview, and I mentioned that I really believe this is a masterpiece, which I do, and I want to go back to what Borchardt did with his art, as it were. And he, in a sense, got rid of the past to show the body of work that he wanted to be out there and to say, this is me, this is what I can really do, and this is my work. And that's what I felt really strongly from listening to this album, that this is the Wolfgang Fluhr album from beginning to end. And it is that development that you've had over the years. And I'm not wiping away the past to any extent, because all past is important, but this is the present and the current, and this is your masterpiece. And I really wanted to congratulate you for that.
Thank you very much, sir. Where are you living at least?
I'm in Cologne, you know, I'm in the Liverpool to Birmingham.
This is very near. I can come over for a cup of coffee in the next time. So we speak a bit more and have some cakes and coffee.
Yeah, wonderful.
It was very nice talking to you again after such a long time. Unbelievable. So nice that we got in contact again.
Yeah, no, I think so as well. It's wonderful. So thank you, Wolfgang, and thank you for your contribution to music. And thank your wife, who made a little appearance in this. It was wonderful. Okay, I will see you again. Bye.
Bye-bye. Cheers.
And that's it for the interview with Wolfgang Fluhr. Look out for more interviews with Pop's History Makers. Bye.
You're listening to Pop, the History Makers, with me, Steve Blame.
When you save on auto insurance for driving safe with USAA Safe Pilot, you'll feel like a big deal. Even in a traffic jam. Save up to 30% with USAA Safe Pilot. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.